This portion of Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant Energy, a NRG company.
Their front and their backers, they do a lot of different things with them, and got to make sure that, you know, we're on top of it doing our job.
Glad you're back with us here on Texans Extra Points. That was Xavier Suofilo. Had a nice game last week against Cincinnati. Drew, Sean, Aaron, guys, Ryan Fitzpatrick comes to town. He was the starter here in 2014, did an admirable job. Texans wound up winning 9 games. He's got the Jets playing pretty well, 15 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. But what have you seen from him lately, and what might the Texans know that they can use to their advantage?
Well, you know, what we've seen lately from Ryan Fitzpatrick is what you kind of see from Ryan Fitzpatrick throughout his career, which is he gets on these runs sometimes where you start to believe, like, wow, Ryan Fitzpatrick might be the guy who could really take us somewhere. Buffalo is the only team that's really fallen for it to the point where they've given him $24 million. But, you know, he's Ryan Fitzpatrick, so there are holes in his game. You know, and if there's going to be a team that's going to force Ryan Fitzpatrick into making Fitzpatrick types of mistakes, I would imagine it would be a coaching staff who spent 16 games with him last year.
Right, and guys, he's playing hurt. He had thumb ligament surgery. Now it's his left non-throwing hand. It's still very painful. And he didn't even practice yesterday. He said he's definitely playing, and I expect him to. That said, is he going to have some problems? And if he's getting hit by J.J. Watt and Whitney Merciless and company, is he going to have some issues? And Jadeveon Clowney is going to be back in the mix, too, so they're going to have another pass rusher out there. Yeah, I would have some concerns about his just pain tolerance, even though he's a tough guy, because, you know, he's literally been operated on. It was just not, you know, last Friday after they play that Thursday night game and they win. And, you know, now he's out there, or rather lose, and then he's out there now having this operation. And that's an incision. He has to keep it clean. He's going to have it heavily gauzed and wrapped up. And I just wonder if that's going to be an impediment for him.
Which I think is key. I wonder how much you're going to see of him out of the shotgun, how much you're going to see out of him under center, because that center snap, it's a violent move if you know, your hand is taking the football from the center snap. I mean, we've seen healthy quarterbacks have problems with it. What about with a gimpy left
foot? Yeah, and holding onto it in the pocket. Yeah. You know, to Aaron's point, he just talked about the pass rush and how prolific the pass rush has been for the Texans. They've been doing a pretty good job of getting to the quarterback lately, and we know J.J. Watt, when he gets to the quarterback, does a pretty good job of stripping the football, too. So I'll be interested to see just how well something as simple as, you're right, the snap from center, being able to hold on to the ball.
Handoffs have been the biggest issue for him so far, where he just has that problem with the exchange. So that's something to keep an eye on. They do have a pretty good running back to hand it off to him, Chris Ivory, so another thing to keep an eye on.
And then on the other side of the ball, Muhammad Wilkerson doesn't get the press in the pub that J.J. Watt does, but he is an excellent player. What have you seen from the Jets' defense? Because you don't just have him out on the island. You got Darrell Revis.
Yeah, it was really good the first 5 games of the year. You know, they're a little like the Texans in some ways, in that the defense is going to carry them as far as they're going to be able to go, and the quarterback not making mistakes is the key on the offensive side. I'm like everybody, anxious to watch DeAndre Hopkins go up against Darrell Revis. I think a real key for the Texans in this game is finding somebody other than DeAndre Hopkins to go make a play. Antonio Cromartie on the other side of the field has not played well this year. He's a little banged up right now. They've got some injuries. Sheldon Richardson is dealing with a hamstring, so they're a little banged up on defense.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at their front seven, it's very formidable, but, you know, they have some ways to try to counteract Muhammad Wilkerson with some double teams. The issue is who makes a play without him. You know, when you look at, you know, he's, like you said, Sheldon Richardson's hurt, but they have the rookie out of USC. He's very good. You have, you know, Quentin Coples. You've got David Harris. You've got a lot of players, and it's a very aggressive defense that Todd Bowles runs. I think it's going to give them some problems, and yeah, it's just really not ideal circumstances to have your backup quarterback out there against these guys. And you've got to be careful about Darrell Revis. You know, he's older. He's lost a step, in my opinion, but yeah, he's still very good.
Yeah, you look at the stats, and he's not even in the top 100 cornerbacks as far as yards given up. So there aren't that many cornerbacks in the NFL.
that's
basically what I'm saying.
A lot of nickel being played.
He's pretty good in that regard. Okay, we're going to get back to the matchup, get to the keys of the game in just a bit. But before we do, John Harris breaks it all down X's and O's wise with this week's version of the Telestrator.
Welcome into Texans Telestrator, presented by BMW. I'm John Harris, alongside Houston Texans head coach Bill O'Brien. Coach, congratulations. Great win on Monday night.
Thanks, Johnny.
Let's go into the X's and O's on the first and only touchdown of the night on either side. DeAndre Hopkins, touchdown catch from T.J. Yates. Coach, let's go to the film.
Sure. This is a great job by T.J. Yates. You know, I've been talking a lot about T.J. coming back here and having really good recall of our offense, and this is a good example of it. he gets us into the right play. The quarterback in our system has to be able to recognize defenses and be able to get us into the right play, whether it's a run or a pass or a play action or a screen or whatever it might be. And TJ does a good job here of taking advantage of what he sees relative to our formation. He gets everybody directed to the right people, and then he does a really good job mechanically of dropping back and getting the ball to Hopkins. I'm going to show this from the end zone shot because I think it's really important for the fans to see kind of how this works from the end zone. He has to be able to see the defense, communicate to the offense what he's seeing, get us into the right play, get us into the right protection, get everybody going to the right guy up front, and then take the proper drop that times up with the route of DeAndre Hopkins. There's a lot that goes into this position. And again, TJ just got here 2 weeks ago. And so for him to be able to remember how we do all these things is really a credit to TJ. One of the things we talk about all the time is when we drop back and we want to throw a go route versus post-safety coverage. This is a post-safety in the middle of the field. Is that we try to tell the quarterback, look, you want to be like a poker dealer. You want to be in a position where you want to look this guy off a little bit. Try to get him to move. So here TJ gets him to move a little bit to the right. And then, like we always say with Hopkins, just give him a shot and he's going to make the play. So he does a really good job of giving him a good ball here. When you see DeAndre, not only does he make the one-handed catch, but he has great body control, and he's able to come down with both feet in bounds and does a really nice job of finishing the play, and TJ does a great job of throwing him the ball.
You've seen DeAndre Hopkins do some pretty amazing things, but you see all 11 making a play on this one. An incredible effort. Great job. 10-6, Texans will go on to win. We'll be right back after this.